How you help your parent, take care of your parent. Wow, that part of me is very special. That is the one I think bring for the course, when you have fellow IT, because you are not married and you take care of your parents very well. Actually, a lot of things you did for your parents, even your mother, bringing them to the hospital at this age is not easy. And you yourself is sick. So you run around and actually help to take care of whatever need, her requirement, her food, her medication, whatever life activity and attention. I think you are the main one. Apart from your brother. So salute to you, Manyan. Oh, very good. Anything else?
Thank you, brother. I also want to share. My brother also take care of my father.
Oh,
my
father take care of
my father, I take care of my mother.
Wow, very good. So your share duty,
It's
good parami for both of you. And when you help your parent, the parami is very high. When you help to take care of your parents, develop the understanding, to care for them, to like develop fellow piety. Now is your time to repay their kindness, their goodness, their sacrifice. For they, as parents, they actually did a lot of things for us as children. First, they give us life. Then they provide for us our needs, our basic need, our education, our whatever need. Then they also sacrifice a lot of their time. They do their duty to actually care for us and provide for us and sacrifice in many ways when we are sick and when we need things that only parent can actually bring forth. So all this, when you have understanding, gratitude, and the Dhamma, and you do it sincerely, the karmic friction, it will manifest, and it will bring forth a lot of wonderful merits and wholesomeness. Well, when I young, I help out my family a lot. My father's business, the medical hall. Every day, I will wake up, sweep the floor, open the door, close the door at night, and clean up the place and help out in whatever I can. Help him to sell whatever things. Well, my father sometimes move around. So I need to look for him when I cannot handle a customer. So sometimes he is at the back or neighbor or somewhere. Because most of the time, if he sit alone at the shop, then he also very boring and he like to move around. So that's why, in that sense, I'm very close to my father and I help him a lot. And my mother, I help different way. When he need me to do other things like chop firewood or that, I will do all those things. And whatever I can help out, I will help out. And they also know. And I realize because I did all those things, my karma like better. I mean, not in the spiritual sense karma, it's like I am more lucky, more fortunate, and a lot of things go my way, especially when I was a kid, when I grew up in that area. So we used to play games or whatever. I like very lucky, and then most of the time I really can have a lot of winnings. So that's how I saw the benefits of being filled of piety and doing your duty well, especially helping out family members, parents, and brothers and sisters and all those things. So this is very wholesome, Manya, salute to you. Anything else?
Yeah. Well, I also want to say thank you to you because remember last time you told me don't argue.
Yes, that one very important.
That one actually, It helped me a lot. I've been trying to practice that.
Yes.
So what happened is, like you say, my father took care of us a lot, right?
Yes.
So actually, until now, he's still taking care of us.
Yeah.
That day, He told me he wanted to go to Giant hypermarket, you know, to buy
groceries.
And then he said, since nowadays, the government only allow one person to go.
Yes.
He will go.
Oh,
when I hear that, I think I want to pengsan already.
Yeah, your father is quite elderly. 80 plus.
Elderly, and because when he drive the car, very clumsy one, you know.
Oh, not steady.
Not steady. And then Giant is at LBT there.
Luckily, you didn't argue with him.
I will argue already, brother Theo. And when I argue, I think I'm justified, dangerous, what? Of course, I have to stop him. But this time, I stopped myself. You know, I was thinking how to convince him.
That one more important. That is the skillful means. Means not to argue with him, not to tell him no. No, cannot. You cannot go.
Yes. I will do that. Definitely do that. Really, last time. Yeah, and when I do, I will think that I am right.
Yes.
Now I remember.
Don't argue. Then resolve it amicably. Apply noble eightfold path. Talk to him nicely. Papa, daddy, last time you do, now it's my turn. I think better I go, because you actually it's the time for you to enjoy your life as a father. So you stay at home, you don't worry, I will go. Then he will be very happy.
But you don't listen, Then
what did you do? Yeah.
My father also, he thinks a lot, he tell me, he said, I have to go because government only need one person. You cannot go because I have been vaccinated.
He got his argument.
Say, brother, how to argue like that? Lucky it was 1 week, because he told me he wanted to go on Sunday. That was Monday. I see him doing preparation already, you know.
He wrote
at the newspaper, because newspaper, you know, they advertise what is on sale.
Then
he started writing down everything he wanted to buy.
he went to that extent,
he's like that. I was thinking, how to. But when he's writing also, I tell him, I say again, but I say nicely. Again, he said the same thing. You cannot go. I'm vaccinated. You are not vaccinated. Then on Friday, I think Friday night or Saturday. Because he said he wanted to go yesterday. He said he wanted to go on Saturday. Friday night, I talked to him again. I say, Papa, you see, because every day, you go out for your morning walk, okay, my brother also go out to do his banking, but I have been sitting in the house for, you know, I'd be cool. If I go out to the supermarket
valid.
Now.
Very valid, yes. Very good.
I don't know, maybe he also take into consideration what I said.
Because you're sitting at home. So he allow you to go.
He said, okay, you go lah.
So
happy.
Relief.
really.
Yeah, sadio.
He also 90% deaf. The people horn him, he cannot hear. I tell you.
That one is very bad. If people horn cannot hear, then
cannot. I told him, if you go, I will be sitting at home the entire time worrying
about him. That's very good. Very skillful of you to tell him in such a nice way.
No argument about it. After that, I reflect and then I say, Wan Yuan, you changed your thinking.
You
end up him went down already.
Rejoice.
End up him up and down, then he will also get upset.
Keep arguing. So now you start to see that there are more than one way to perceive a situation and resolve a situation. You have to do it with understanding, resolve it amicably, and using skillful means, wholesome technique, and sincere speeches, which you have done well. Very good. Your explanation managed to convince him.
But one more thing. I make yeah. sure because he wrote down the list already, right? What to
no,
buy.
No,
on
no, no, very easy, yeah.
He said must follow, you know. So I
yeah,
make sure
yeah,
follow
yeah.
exactly.
Because, wow, very good.
Oh, because my buying style and his buying style different.
Different, that's so, why you must accord and flow with him. Yeah. Don't argue with him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If very I follow good. My style, I can't be sure gonna hunt down some
yeah, 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 yeah. Very good. Very good. Wow, this is good. Dhamma sharing.
Yeah, yeah.
This is real life Dhamma Sadhu.
It's all because yeah. of you, like you see, but that day, after I hear already, I recollect, I really have been arguing with everybody.
Yeah. That's why when we reflect and we contemplate and willing to accept our shortcoming or mistake, we will change. We will become a better person. We will improve. And that is what Dhamma is all about. Straightening your view. Change the way you perceive things and do things. Change for the better. Change with understanding. With wholesomeness. No more negativity. So all these are very beautiful Dhamma. Wow, very good. Huh? Certain words you pick up very fast. Don't argue with people. Then like what I used to say, to check yourself, whenever you are not peaceful and not happy, the evil roots are there. So mm-hmm. all these are very important. Mm. So your skillful means, like what I used to say, whatever happened, it will come to pass. So why worry about it? It will change. Come to pass, then it will evolve another condition. So all this understanding is going to be useful and helpful. So you have really proof that it can be applied to real life situation and example. Sadhu to you,
you didn't say that, I wouldn't realize that because
But you also skillfully pick it up and apply. And not easy. Not many people can apply.
You know why I apply or not?
Why?
Because I've been thinking, I listened to Dhamma so many years, but I still feel, like I'm still stressed. And,
correct.
Why is so it
that
like
one, that?
That
one really make you think. Then you decide to change. I used to share with you all, if you continue with your old way, you will never change. Because your views, your opinion, your conditioning are so rigid, habitual tendency. It's only when we know that this one is not conducive for our present life. So what we must do is, we must change the way we do things, the way we understand things, the way we perceive things. Otherwise, our life won't change. Change for the better. Wow, Sadhu, today you touch on many good things. Sadhu,
actually, I learned from you, brother.
But also your own initiative to change. Yeah, earlier on, you can't. For many years, I remember, you can't. Then later on, the last 2-3 years, you change a lot. You become very different. Maybe pandemic also help. Give you the condition.
Because I really think that there's nothing wrong with me, ma. Nothing wrong. Because if I argue with my father because I don't want him to go out, it's correct, what?
According to your thought. Then like your boss and your office colleague, how they make you miserable, you get angry. They're like, he do this to me, or she did this to me. So all this is from the thought process, sankhara, our conditioning, our views, our opinion of things. So when we continue to perceive things with negativity, emotion, and unhappiness, we are not happy. That's why the question to ask is, are you happy? Are you peaceful? If you are not happy and not peaceful, something is wrong. The Dhamma is not there. Sadhu, very good. Wow, very good. Mark improvement, Sadhu, to you.
Hopefully that.
Hey, you have definitely changed and improved.
Sometimes I also don't feel like sharing, because I say I made an improvement, but actually maybe not.
No, this one you must share because this one can help a lot of people. Well, when you hear from others, you also benefited. That's why people share. You look at all the Kayamita, especially those who are sharing very often. Even Brother Song, Po Cheng, Chin Hao, Alicia, Ingby, and many people. They raise, even Vincent just now also shared. So each and every one of us, we have our own story, our own, what they call ups and downs when we go through life, when we go through our career, and also our cultivation. So when you start to share, you look at Miss Lee also, she progressed a lot, changed a lot. Chin Hao was the same.
Yeah.
So all these are very beautiful, even Elsie, Karen, Tammy, and many, even Pamasuri, Bertil, and many Kayamitas, even Christina, they improve in their own way. So for your case, manager rejoice, salute to you. Thank you so much for your good sharing.